you let go? Did you shrink? Did you grow? Did you have a bit more? Did you bust? Did you flow? Did you ever wonder why? Ever even try? Question, who am I? Did you think? Did you try positions? Did you rise with the sun? Did you use protection? Did you sink? Did you push back? Did you hit? Did you test? Did you stand to the wall? Did you blush? Did you guess? Did you run with the best? Forward your dress? Did you rush to confess? Did you sink? Did you wink? Did you call like it is? Did you suck? Did you give? Did you break down the scene? Did you bar? Did you fib? Did you crack kingdom gum? Leave the bed undone? Did you gloat when you won? Did you bring?
Welcome to Insomnia Radio Baltimore. It's Tim.
Hi, this is Don.
And this is Insomnia Radio Baltimore number...
Well, number one of 2008.
Yeah, it has been a while, hasn't it?
It has, Tim.
But I did do some checking, Don, before we left the house, before I left the house to come down here. And this is officially IR Baltimore number 25.
Wow.
Quarter century.
Quarter.
Quarter century. And our first new show since... Since Christmas.
I have a much better attitude about life and Christmas.
Oh, man, that's
since
great.
Then. Yeah.
Well, hey, I couldn't think of a better track to get us started there. That was the Whiz Bang 3 from Washington, D.C., and that was a song Lifelist from the EP Original Jumbo Slice.
Yeah.
So I actually found those guys on MySpace last week. They had... I hadn't been in MySpace for a while and went in and had a friend request from him. And, I, you know, as I always get friend requests, I like to check out the music. And that song was playing, and it hypnotized me. I was hypnotized.
All right.
Well, and so, but
now you walk around clucking like a chicken all the time, but, right. You know, you're hypnotized.
So, I mean, that you know, the band describes their music as pop, blues, folk, and alternative. And you know what? I listened to a bunch of tracks from their website. And, of course, all the links will still be up on our site, baltimore.insomniaradio.net.
That's but, still up and running.
It is.
I did not know that.
There's been some changes around the network. You know, Insomnia Radio proper is still going. Usually a different host every time. Insomnia Radio UK with Stort and SoCal with Charles and Orlando with Marcy, I think, still putting out shows fairly regularly.
What about Turkey, Tim? I need to know. What about Insomnia Radio Turkey?
You know what?
I hope it's still around. Because
I saw the banner still up on the website the other day. So
as far as I'm concerned, Turkey
still
lives.
Turkey. How's their soccer team?
Soccer teams actually did very well in the Euro Cup 2008. They made it to the knockout round. Then they got
all
knocked
right,
out.
About soccer, Don.
Thank you.
Thanks. Don, what we got coming up next?
We have the Lost Patrol with a song called On the Run. They've got a new vocalist, Tim.
Yeah, Molly Israel.
Yeah, holy Molly Israel.
And actually, Don, these guys are from up in Piermont, New York.
All the way up there.
Yep. And the same day I found the Whiz Bang 3, I was also... got a friend request from the Lost Patrol, and they're going to be down this way, coming up here a couple dates in July.
So is that the name of the bar? This way?
No, actually.
Down here?
Down here. Down here this way. Down here on the 25th this
I've
way.
I've played down here before.
On July 25th, they're going to be in Greenbelt at the New Deal Cafe, and on July 26th, which happens to be my son's birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Joshua. They're going to be at the Metro Gallery on North Charles Street. So I'll have some details up and how to buy tickets and where to buy the music again on the website. But here's the Lost Patrol with On the Run.
Songs land nowhere. Proud in the Insomnia Radio Podcast. Kill your FM.
Insomnia Radio Baltimore, and that was Tiffany Randall with the song Kiss Me from the Kiss Me, Kiss Me 5-song EP, produced and engineered by Tiffany herself, Don. And I think you remember Tiffany. We've seen her perform with her band when they were down here in Baltimore.
Yeah, the Cafe Hunt. No, in Cafe Hunt.
No, it was some Hamden, though.
Yeah, where all the Huns hang out.
Right. And right, and they were playing with OFM that night, actually. And
yes.
That was the band Valise. And they're from New York, but Tiff's been spending her time, splitting her time, really, between New York and L.A. Music scenes in both areas are kicking, and she's playing all over the place. So.
Price of gas must be killing her, though.
I think she's flying.
Oh, well, that's good.
Her arms are killing her.
That's bad. Hey, and before that, we had Lost Patrol, and... I do have to say this. I like that a lot.
Yeah,
and I don't say that about
it. Right. It was haunting.
A lot of things.
And a lot of times what people don't realize is I put the music together, and a lot of the times we're doing the show, and it's the first time you hear the songs when we're doing the show. And, while that was playing, you I saw you moving, tapping your feet and swaying back and forth over there.
I did. That might have been the wine, but, you know, no, I still like it, though.
That's right. Tonight's wine of choice was...
Fat Bastard.
Fat Bastard Cabernet.
It actually, and it's a French wine. It's not like something that you pick up next to the Thunderbird. It's actually a real wine.
Yeah, and it was actually really good. So check out Fat Bastard at your local liquor store.
Yeah, and wine if you're shop. In the Parkville area, stop by Mama Lucia's.
Oh, my God,
over
yes.
Over by the Home Depot in the shopping center up there.
That's Mama Lucia in beautiful Parkville, Maryland. And, let's plug them a little bit because that was some of the best lasagna tonight I've ever had.
Man, I'll tell you, it was good stuff.
In fact... If anybody knows anybody from Mama Lucia's, tell them Tim and Don, we're plugging them on Insomnia Radio Baltimore.
We're plugging Mama Lucia right now.
She's plugging my colon with a nice big piece of lasagna and a cannoli
Thank
and a salad.
You.
garlic bread.
Ah,
holy
good
cow.
Stuff. Oh, enough of that.
You know,
though.
We need to get local sponsors like that.
Yeah, we do.
Because, you
know.
Got
to hook up with the liquor pump. All kinds
that's,
of good stuff.
That's graphic.
And I don't know.
Anybody.
I could see
I'll
maybe,
talk. You know what? I'll talk about anybody for free swag.
I will, too.
As long
too.
As that swag is edible or drinkable.
Watch out. Be careful what you ask for, Tim.
Those tainted vegetables that are out there nowadays.
Yes.
I see now tomatoes. It's moved on from more than tomatoes.
Yes, it has. There's now it's cilantro.
And cilantro. Somehow there's a vindictive little Mexican running around. You know, no offense to the Mexicans. Love them. But don't eat salsa.
Yeah, stay away from the salsa.
Your good health tip from Tim and Don. Mama Lucia's lasagna. Don't eat salsa.
There you go.
What do you think? Don, what do we got coming up next?
We have more Chick Rock. This has been nothing but women. We do have some
estrogen.
Testosterone coming up.
Oh, yeah, but there's been an estrogen fest tonight.
I've been looking forward to checking this band out. You brought over a little bit of PR stuff, and I was reading it before we started. No, you go ahead and read it.
No, that's all right.
No, my eyes are bad. The name of the band is Plastic Sky.
Plastic Sky, hailing from Washington, D.C., Don.
And the name of the CD is Shadows Fill Your Eyes, or is that the song?
It's both.
Fantastic. Right on both ends.
It's from an EP in 2007, Shadows Fill Your Eyes, and this is one of the three tracks from the EPs. You're going to hear a lot of Pretenders, Chrissy Hynde sound, but it's really, really good stuff from around here in Washington, D.C. Links and everything will be up on the website, and they actually had a new EP come out this year, and I'm sorry I don't have the notes with me, because Plastic Sky has been featured on Insomnia Radio's Daily Dose already, something off of that CD.
And
so
also quite popular in Europe, too, featured on many podcasts throughout Spain, Holland, and the UK.
All right. And you said you didn't read this.
I did read it.
Well, good job.
I remembered it. I can't read. My eyes are bad, Tim.
All right.
I'm fat, I'm old, and I'm bald. F you, too.
Ain't that bad. All right. Here's Plastic Sky with Shadows Fill Your Eyes on Insomnia Radio Baltimore.
Circles in my head, tangled up in all the things
Hi.
It's OFM.
We're OFM.
We're OFM.
Those are letters.
You know what else are letters? Insomnia Radio.
Insomnia Radio has music that you can listen to, for instance, OFM.
Including OFM.
Surely we can edit that down to something.
Say goodnight and stay together.
Comedy Radio, and that is OFM. That is Hum. And actually in the studio right now, doing a little bit of recording.
According to the website, yes. They have taken a break from playing, and can't wait for some new music. That appeared on the Rock and Roll.
Yes.
CD, I think, and I think it's available on iTunes. We'll have some links up in the show notes. And make no secret, they've been good friends with Insomnia Radio and just great guys to hang out with and freaking awesome live. So.
And they owe us brownies.
Yes, they do. Gavin, if you're listening, we were promised brownies. So maybe at the CD record release party. Can you have a CD record release party?
Tim, when you're in OFM, you can do anything you want.
Fantastic. Hey, you may have noticed we've cleaned up our language a little bit. There used to be a bunch of F-bombs and everything else dropped.
Oh, yeah.
On Insomnia Radio Baltimore. But
I've become a priest, and I've decided not to. No.
Yeah, well.
There's a dirty joke line in there somewhere.
Right. And I'm avoiding it because, you know, I have kids. I've had kids, you know, since the inception of the show.
Yeah.
But my eight, soon-to-be 8 and 10-year-old sons have really discovered music lately, and I'll have to thank Guitar Hero for that because I never thought my kids would be asking for Foghat.
That's amazing.
And Mott the Hoople and everybody else. But
nice.
I dig it. And my oldest son, actually, I took him to see REM this summer and had a great time. So,
second row.
Yeah, third, fourth row. It was good seats.
Yeah, second, third,
that's my,
fourth.
You know, my REM fanboy self. Been in the fan club for probably 10 or 11 years, and great seats.
And speaking of seats in a concert, we were just watching a TV show before we were checking this out. It comes on Fuse. It's called Fuse. It's called The Rock and Roll Acid Test, and it's kind of like Mythbusters, if you've ever seen that, but done for music. And they were trying to figure out what is the best place to sit in a venue. Is it pinpointed to one seat with the sound coming all towards it? And through some tests, and I mean, I guess it's pretty much scientific. I mean, you know, they seem kind of flaky.
Yeah, bottom line, sit in the middle.
Yeah, sit in the middle. Doesn't matter.
Straight back in the center.
If you're somewhere, maybe not right in the front row, but, you know, somewhere in the middle, going all the way back, you're going to have the best sound in the house. So you don't have to rush all the way up to the front in those general admission shows. So there you go.
Another tip from Insomnia Radio Baltimore.
I've got more tips than that.
Excellent. Well, Don, I think we've got one more song left tonight. And rather excited. It's another local favorite band. Ballyhoo?
Yes.
Yes, Don.
Yes, it is. It is Ballyhoo. And from Aberdeen, the home of Cal Ripken.
And Cal Ripken Jr.
Okay, yes, and Cal Ripken. And Billy Ripken and the whole Ripken clan.
And the whole Ripken clan.
But those guys, I hear them on the radio a lot, like in the regular FM.
It's funny. You got time for a funny story?
I love funny stories.
It shows how old I am, but how hip I am at the same time.
This is good.
I was
one.
Picking up my youngin', my littlest, my daughter, she's 3 now, at daycare, and the daycare provider has an older daughter who just graduated high school with my oldest daughter. Whew, high school.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I have a daughter that graduated high school and one that's 3, so, yeah. Yeah, smart.
Yeah. Is that the funny story? Because no. I'm laughing.
I know you are. But one of her friends was over, and her cell phone rang, and it was a Ballyhoo song. It was Cali Girl, I think was the name of the song. Mm-hmm. And I said, I kind of looked in the other room, and I said, I'm not sure who's got the Ballyhoo ringtone, but your phone's ringing. And the girl looked at me like, how do you know Ballyhoo? And it's because I'm hip. But she had that... You are old.
And I bet you she no longer has Ballyhoo as their ringtone because the old man had it.
Yep. But anyway, so sorry to the band if you lost a fan there, but we still love you. So they got a brand new CD out called Cheers, and they are actually on tour right now. And I think they're in the Southeast now, but they're coming home July 18th at the Record Theater in Towson. But the tour continues, and they're going to be playing all across America. They're going to be in California at the end of July, up and down the West Coast, and back across the Heartland. So... check it out, their site. We'll have links up there. And we're going to close the show tonight with Ballyhoo and Paper Doll.
Bye!
Spending a lot of time thinking about my mistakes, and if I could rewind some of the choices that I made, oh, 'cause I've done a few things I am not proud of.
Insomnia Radio Podcast. Kill Your FM.